You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Taisus and Megillah. The Taisus and Megillah asks Akasha, why do you, Gabe Matzah Yesh Maksha, Lamali Hekesha, the Koshi Yeshna Babal Teichel Chomitz, Yeshna Bakum Echel Matzah? What do you need a Hekesh for to tell me that women are Chayv and Matzah? Tape it lame, Tam Sha'af Shain Hayubai Sanes. With Taisus Kasha, Shaina Yubay Sanes, since there's a dinner afayina bay sanes, Gabi Megillah, say it also Gabi Matzah. That's Taisus Kasha, thank you. That's Taisus Kasha, Gabi. And Yesh Loimar, no, Yesh Loimar, Moed Beis, I just realized it's Moed Beis. Yesh Loimar, the Mishum Hai Taimel, Lo Mechaiva El Midorbanim. He loved me Acacia. So Taisa says that if not for the reason of Afhein Ayubayis Anas, there'd only be Chayv Midorabanim. That's the Lashon of Taisa. Based on that, we mentioned that the Tui Evan says that since you say it only Midorabanim, so that means Megillah, which he has a tzad to say, that Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Right. Megillah has a din of Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damya. And since Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damya, so women would not be chayav because of Afhein Ayubayis Anas. Thank you. Women would not be chayav because of Afhein Ayubayis Anas. As male, that's how he explains the Shita Sabahag. We mentioned that women cannot be moitzi men. Because the men's chiyuv is medivrei Kabbalah, like Torah. The woman's chiyuv is not medivrei Kabbalah, because it's mitzvah seishas my grandma. I dechai because afein abayis anes. That's a separate takana. That's a takana on top of the din of divrei Kabbalah. Yes, yeah. In other words, the Tui Evan understands. It says in this Taisus that if women are, the women would be potter for matzah midoraisa, but they'd be chayv midorabanan because of afein ayis anes. This would be mechayv the midorabanan. And memela, since they're chayv midorabanan, so in Megillah, that would be chayv midorabanan. The men, that's the Tui Evan's Shita, a few places in Megillah, that Megillah has the koyach of divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, which you do find la halacha. So we know that people don't, Shem Yachim don't sit Shiva. Certain times they machmir certain things. You don't say Safdor Ban Lakula. And certain times by Megillah because of Divrei Kabbalah. But that's a Tui Evan. But the Tui Evan's understanding of this Taisus is that Ilav Haytaimer, the Hekesh, if you wouldn't have the Hekesh, Lo Mechayv Lo Medor Banan. So first of all, say over to Kivega. Kivega argues on this. Kivega argues on his understanding. Kivega bases it on the Taisus and Psachim. Taisus and Psachim, so Taisus asks also similar kasha, but not exactly the same kasha. She'afein ayubayis anes. So Taisus asks a kasha. Taisus starts off Pirsh Rashbam. We also went through this. Shal yodam nigalu. And Taisus argues. Taisus says that no, it doesn't mean shal yodam nigalu v'chein b'megillah al yedei Esther. B'chanukal Yedahudis, he says it means afein, they were also. Therefore, that's the next part of Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks the Kasha, by Sukkah, women should be chayv in Sukkah because of afein hoyu ba'is anes. That's Taisus' Kasha. That the Kasha is a different Kasha. Besides, that's a different Kasha. That's matzah, that's Sukkah. But the Kasha and matzah is according to everybody, because women brought about the Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But Sukkah has nothing to do with women. The mitzvah of Sukkah is not Al Yidei women. So it's a Kasha L'Taisus L'Shitase. According to Taisus, they were protected by the, what's the Nes we talk about? That they were protected by the Ananiah covered. So since they were protected on Ananiah covered, women were also protected, they should also be Chayv and Sukkah. That's Taisus' Kasha. So that says, "V'hada meaning the pturus mitzukah, afagav dehein ayubayis anes, ki besukah seshafti hasam be'esa deraisa, avar arba koyses derabanan tiknu gam lenoshim kim shoyubayis anes." So Taisa says over there that no, that it's only because it's that's a din deraisa sukkah, and on that you don't say afeinu b'sanes. Okay, that's it. Now, is it the same tarets as Tosfos and Megillah?
No.
What?
No.
Okay, let everybody else answer. What do you say?
If you're saying on the
right,
so you don't say after.
Right, so maybe that's what they mean over here too. Then on the right, so you don't have fame, but the body you do say. Maral, by the way, in Gvuras Hashem says, explains because the pshat is a mitzvah derais, he says two things. One is, which is an interesting, Akasha, the Chavisiyah brings from Reb David Oppenheimer, why aren't they chayev? It's a loisaseh. Dorbanan is a loisasa, right? It's mitzvah dorbanan. It's loisasa. He says pasha because Chazal parted them from this mitzvah. The loisasa is only an hurei umachayim. But he says that the pshat is that in mitzvah deraisa you don't go with svaris. Mitzvah deraisa is exerus a kosher. So you don't say afhein. We don't know what the reason is. Plenty of mitzvahs. We don't go with the reason. Mashenka Dorbanan, we know, was based on reasons. So you say, Afeinu b'sanes. But well, why do you say it's not the same, Gavriel?
Because it's that the Rabbanan was sucking it that way because of Afeinu b'sanes.
What do you mean?
So it's saying that in the mitzvah with the Rabbanan, that's how they were sucking that.
Right. But maybe the right.
The Torah didn't say that. The Raisa, they weren't misakin anything.
How do you know that's what Tosfos means?
I'm saying it's mashma from the...
You don't really hear it. It says, Hasam be'esed the Raisa. Those are the words Tosfos says. So Kiveger says like you, but the Uraya. Kiveger Mishnaya says like this. What's Tosfos' kasha? What's Tosfos' kasha? That women what?
Should be mechuyev.
What?
In
Sukkah. And how do you know they're not?
How do we know they're not? That's
Ezra.
It's just
Ezra.
What?
Ezra.
Because Mitzvah says she's my grandma. You sure?
Anyway.
We'll get Gemara Sukkah. What? What? Yeah, what?
Ezra.
That's what he said. Without showing off his bikis. Okay. Joking. So Vega says, like what Rabbi Gestel is saying, and like Rabbi Becker, it says that it says a mission, Noshim Vavadim, Viktanim Ptur Minasuka. Okay? Now, so they're potter min asukah. Now that's deraisa, okay? That's deraisa. Now, my question is, so we know for sure it says that they're potter. Okay? So Gemara says, minani mili. Where do you know this from? Where do you know this din, right? We know. So the Gemara says, ha'ezrach, that to be ma'itzi nashim, that women are potter from sukkah. Frank Gemara, why do you need a pasuk for? I it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Gemara has two terutzim. Let's just deal with one. It's not really to get now. Rav Amar Itzach. Oh, you remember Gemara? Salka Daita, you remember?
You might think
Tesvav, Tesvav. You might learn out, just like we learn out. Sukkahs, you have to sit in the sukkahs the first night of sukkahs. Because Chamishasa, Mechaga Matzahs. So you'd say, just like women are chayiv in matzah, they're chayiv in sukkah kamasha. So we have a mefurisha pasuk, right? Mefurisha gemara that brings a pasuk, right? Ha'ezrach is the pasuk, chavches is the gemara, that you see from here that women are potter. So that can't be Tosfos' kasha, that women should be chayiv midoraisa. That's not his kasha, right? His kasha is that they should be chayiv midorabanan, sotav kivega. Obviously, Tosfos wanted to say that they're chayiv midorabanan. And who says they're not?
Mishnah's
talk about the raisa. Could be. A little more for us. No, I guess not.
I Raya that
Athain
is not the
Raisa,
because...
No, well, before we get to that, one second. Hilani Amalka. The Gemara says Hilani Amalka sat in a sukkah that was higher than 20 amos, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's a Raya could sit in a sukkah higher than 20 amos, and the Gemara says that the Rabbanan told him, Isha ha'isav p'tur min a sukkah. Right? Abulam misham Raya Isha ha'isav. If you have the Rabbanan, then they have to keep it. So why she's part of the Rabbanan? So Taisa's kasha is, why aren't they not chayav the Rabbanan? Right? So what's Taisa's teretz? If that you don't say it on a deraisa, meaning you don't say it to be chayav the Rabbanan on a mitzvah deraisa. So you see, Rav Kivega says that Taisa's holds that on a mitzvah deraisa, you do not say a woman is chayav midorabanan. You don't say afhein to be mechayav amitzah derais midorabanan. Is memela v'kiveg understood that that's pshat in Tais Megillah too? When Taisus says that Taisus says in Megillah that ain't a chayav el midorabanan means you only say it on a mitzvah derabanan. Midorabanan means something which is a chayav derabanan. But to say it on a deraisa to be chayav derabanan, that you see from how Taisus. From the Taisus and Megillah, not the way. Yes, yeah. That's what Kivek. Right, and Memela, he argues on the whole side of the Turi Evan. Megillah, he says, you see, not that way. You see, don't say afhein to be mechayev woman in the midst of the rice from Darbana, which makes big differences. For instance, in a woman chayev in Sipur Yitzis Yisraim in Haggadah. A woman chayev in Haggadah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Got the Vincha, so she also has a son. First of all, that's not true. If you're looking, the din is you have to tell your daughter too. You'll bring me a raya, but it's not true. It's not true. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it.
Yeah, okay.
But I want you to bring a raya to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, who would then be tay?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the mother.
Should be mechuyev at least with the rabbanan.
If you hold like the Turi Evan.
No, even if you hold like.
Why?
Because if she's mechuyev in the al kaisis, which you weren't.
He means the brisker rav. The Dal Kaisis is on Dal Gada. Let's leave that, right? That's good. So this is in Paiskim, it's mash for women achayev. And some say it's because Afhein or Yabais Anes, would depend on how you learn. But this is the question.
There's also a Hekish.
That's what we spoke about yesterday. Right. In the Minchas Chinush, right. But Akoponim, this is the Machloikas, the Turi Evan and the Ruki Vega. The Shaila is Chayav Rabbi Kiveg as a Raya from the Taisus in Pesachim, right?
Now, that
agrees.
The same Taisus.
Gavriel saying, so Taisus, the Lashon Taisus is a Chamash record to Yavin Pashas. But what does he do then with the Kasha of Taisus, with Chesukah?
That Taisus is going to have to
answer it. Right, so that's what we want to do over here. What? And therefore, what's it? They can't go against the miyut. So what Rebecca is saying is the following: that there's a taz, a famous taz in three places. I said this many years ago, and then I found the Beki Yosef says it b'kitzur sort of. That we'll say what he talks about, and this because we've talked about it over the years. This it's three tazim. The famous one because it's our chaim and. I have a friend. I mean, he's a Magid Shir. He's a Shmuel Birnbaum's son, Rav Reuven Shapansky. And he told me he used to learn Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz b'chavusa. So he said that Rav Chaim once walked out of the room. They looked in. So he took out the Yeshus Yankov and Evan Ezer. Yeshus Yankov is a safer when people want to have. Nowadays you have so many svarim. If you need something on the Yom Tov, you buy. All these kitzes for him, they have all kinds of tyres. It's like already klee esrim, it's not a cliche even. But the Amal, people used to like to learn Yeshus Yankov, because he has tremendous, he was a merdik and goyin, a goyin, and he has chedusha. So Or Chaim was a very popular sefer. It says Eben Ezer Hilchos Takonos Agunas. I doubt anybody has really looked at it in years. He said that Reb Chaim had a minig that whenever he had a chiddush, a teretz, a kasha, this and that, you make like a mark with a pencil. So he opens up the Shus Yankov in Eben Ezra, and he looks in Hilchos Agunas, came out, he said every page was a pencil mark. He says he looked, the whole sefer was full of pencil marks. And this Eben Ezra, not the Reb Chaim. But anyway, so the Taz says like this. The Taz asks Akasha, he quotes from Yishayim, why do you need a gzeira of Shema Yavirena Arba Amas Rishus Rabbim, a shofar on Shabbos? Why don't you say Shema Yisakin Kleishi? You can't play a musical instrument, right? It's a musical instrument, it's a musical instrument. Yeah, so the Yishayim go into, it's not Yishayim on the daf, but the Mizrahi, others go into this kasha. See, he says the Taz, and he's mechavan to a Miri. We ask, so we'll see which part the Miri says. And he says, no, because the Torah, you can't go ahead. If you would, you'll be mevatel the whole mitzvah of Shofar, because then you won't blow any year Shofar. Every year is Shem Yisakar. So why not? So he says, because you can't go ahead. That even though Chazal have a koyach to be oikar mitzvah, b'shev al tase, right? You don't take a shofar here, you don't do yibum in this case, chay v'lavin, but that's in specific individual cases, isolated cases. But to take a mitzvah and completely uproot it, that they don't do. More than that, says the Taz, whenever there's a mefurish or pasuk in the Torah, there's been sfarim written on this Taz. David Cohen himself says,
Zangazot.
What?
I have the same, yeah, Taz Yadua.
The Taz Yadua. So if you look in it, what do you see in there?
Many cases
that
go.
You see my name twice. Put it in the computer and you'll see my name is quoted. He quotes me twice there, Rav David. I met him at Chasanas and I told him 2 hours and I put it in. So anyway, so over there, that I'm surprised you didn't catch. Okay, I'm joking. So over there, the Taz says like this. For instance, he's right. He brings Akasha over there. How could Rabbeinu Gershom ask her to marry 2 wives? It says ki yele ish tei nashim. Right? So, I don't. Good. The Kasha is not Akasha because the Torah says you could marry 2 wives. First of all, if you're Sephardi, and secondly. If you get a heter meyer rabbanim, right? That's the din. You know what? The Velt says it over b'shem Reb Chaim. I heard it's b'shem Reb Chaim Oizer that the Neid Yehuda made a kula. You don't need a heter meyer rabbanim. You don't need a heter meyer rabbanim. You can have 100 lamdim. 100 lamdim. You can go 100 lamdim. So they say Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim used to say the Velt thinks the Neid Yehuda made a gevaldige kula. It's a chumrah. It's easier to find 100 rabbanim than 100 lamdim. He says 100 lamdim is already hard to find. So I mean, even if Torah says something beforeish, you can't go. So the Torah says over here, "B'yay mashmini yimol psara losoi," right? And before that, we showed him Eskash Taisus. Why don't you say by Mila? Shema Yavirena Arba Ames Bishus Rabban. By Mila also, just like you said, by Lula, Bishayim has good. Bishayim has different terutzim. So the Taz says, according to what he says, very good. Because over here the Torah says, Mufurish, B'yamashmini Yimu Psarallah, so you could do a bris Mila on Shabbos. If you're going to say Shema Yavirena and stop a Mila on Shabbos, you're being oiker, not the mitzvah, the pasuk. Well, it's not that you have to be oiker necessarily the whole mitzvah, as long as the pasuk. And over here, you're being oiker or pasuk. And the mindset's a mufurish and miri. Miri and Megillah. Miri and maybe Miri and Sukkah, I don't remember. Miri says this kasha about Shemi Avrena. He says, no, the Torah would matter it. And the Melo, you can't do it. So the what we're saying is also this way. That what Rabbi Becker is saying is that since the Torah went ahead and said ha'ezrach, or that's how Tosfos and Pesachim Gavil is right. Tosfos and Pesachim, the Torah haven't learned that it says, and by the way, I just want to show you, the Turi Evan, I'll bring you the Turi Evan, says the same Yesod too. He says in the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, not blow shofar, he says that, how did Chazal stop the mitzvah of Maisa Behema? There's no mitzvah of Maisa Behema nowadays. We're afraid, you can't have Maisa Behema. If you do Maisa Behema, then you'll have Kochim. But nowadays, guy has a farm, technically has to take the behemah is in a corral, every tenth one out is a maisa behemah. Maisa behemah means it's a carbon. Chazal were afraid, if you do that, then you'll have carbonas going around, there'll be problems. So he says, how would they mevatel the mitzvah of this? How could they mevatel the mitzvah? He says, because they weren't mevatel it forever. They said, when the base of mitzvah is built, it'll come back again. So that's how called stopping it, kongansen. That's what he says. But anyway, so the Miri says that's why they were able to go ahead and be oiker. They weren't oiker the mitzvah of Milan Shabbos. So Melo, we say the same thing over here. Taisus takas mashma that midor bonen. That's the pashas of Taisus. The two have only answer that Sukkah is different because Sukkah it says a ezrach. Ezrach tells you women are potter. Since the Torah says behedya Torah potter. Chazal can't come along and be mechayvim because they're going against them with Forsha Pasik. If there's no Yavamas here, right? Shia, it's all it's missing for. Now for sure it's missing. Oh, you took it. Here's an interesting Taisus. I once said this to a Blay Box. At one time I met to a Blay Box. This was by Binyamin Benjamin's Chasson. It's over 39 years ago, and we were there, my Shver, Ibad L'chaim, and Rav Ramanik, Ibad L'chaim Tevu, and I spent the afternoon with Oblay, but spoke to them for a few hours. So one of the things I said, is that Taisus, and we've done this already, Taisus says in Yevamis, Gemara says, Yinala bi Mekayim, Avadim she'enan mol, they're not mol, right? That they're not gemal. That's what Gemara says over here. It's a brace. Tana banan. Mekayimin avadim she'enan. Rekiva ayma ein mekayim. Divrei Reb Shmuel. Rekiva ayma ein mekayim. Amar Reb Shmuel. Hareyu ayma v'nafish ben masecha. It says that even your slave, and the Gemara Darshans, it means a slave that didn't mal. So you see, you can have a slave that's not gemal. So Amalei, belakech eved ben Ishmael, he bought him right before Shabbos. V'lo hispik l'mula, and he can't mal him on Shabbos. So since he can't mal him on Shabbos, he has to keep Shabbos, even though he's not gemal. He's not gemal. Okay? By the way, there are those who say that since from this Gemara, you see, he can't keep avadim, not gemal. Could be Haman was an Evet, had a din of Evet Knani to Chayiv and Mitzvahs. Mordechai had to Malam, he was his Evet Knani. Very strange that Haman was an Evet Knani, right? Anyway, so listen to Taisus. Taisus says, Ein Mekayman, Pirsh Yvonne.
If there's no Mila, there's a whole shot of Mila, Tavol about Shabbos. But if somebody's in the process, in the middle of
Gators. Right. No, but this is, he didn't even mal him yet.
So then,
he didn't mal him, and then he has to keep...
Mila goes first.
Mila goes first.
What?
Mila goes first. He's going.
Yeah, so anyway. So, Pirsh Rivan, no, it's not again now. Pirsh Rivan, Shelo Yenasach Yenoy. Why can't you keep him? Because he might be Menasach Yuan, because he hasn't been Mekabel Mitzis yet. Right? Because he's you didn't do Mila on him. The Koshalari, it says, so what's a Bekishmol answering him? The Medaraisa Pligi, because he answered, how could you say you're louder? It says in the Pasuk, how could you say you're not louder? Keep him, it says in the Pasuk, you're louder. What's the, if it's a Xerah Dabana, what's he bringing up Pasuk? So Torah Blame, according to the Taz, is very good. Sam, this is in the Sefer. So he quotes me of those. So it's very good. Rabbi Kiva said, you're not louder in a quarter of Yvonne because he might be Menasech. Rabbi Shmuel answered him, if it's because of Menasech, how could the Chazal answer it if the Torah says Mephorish, you're louder? So even though it's a Gzera, but if the Torah says you can have such an Eved, then how could you Gazer? So you see from that, from this. Like upon him.
The Taz is born is not only by mitzvahs.
No, that's the Taz says it
by. Some Sefer has all Kashi by Lapi Sashiv. And he has a whole how come?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. But the Taz is not only by mitzvahs. It means anytime Torah says something. But a kupon. But another thing, Gavil's also right, that someone at Taina, I think there's Amram Wurttemberg, I think in the Hagos of the Tur Yevon from the Baruch Tam, he brings Amram Wurttemberg, that you only say Av Hei Na'ya B'Yisan Nes on Gzeris. Over here, it was by the Sukkah, it was not Gzeris, the Baruch Hashem kept them away from snakes and from this, but not, there was not Gzeris on there, it was a Gzera. So I want you to maybe bring a riot from a Rishon, if you were here yesterday, which only a few people were here, not that way, that you say Lav Dafka by Gzeris. Rabbeinu Tam says the women are chayav in Mon. Why are they chayav in the Mon? Because Af Hein Hoy Ba'isa Nes. Which Nes? The Nes of the Mon. It's not a Gzeris, you see. But anyway, but Ram Wittenberg says it's only on Gzeris.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.